Patient's first name is Donnis, last name Muskiet. Date of birth 08/12/48. Date of encounter 05/28/24. History of present illness. Patient is a 75-year-old female, presents with trouble sleeping, states that she works at the church, but her son also wants her to do blankets for a couple of other charities, and she feels as though she's being overwhelmed, and she lives by herself. Since her husband has been deceased for the last 12 years, the patient's area was recently flooded. She couldn't get out of the house for a few days, and she states that trying to catch back up on things has caused her anxiety to flare back up, and she has trouble sleeping. No history of suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation reported. Next paragraph, medical history, history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, GERD, migraines, depression, anxiety. Next paragraph, surgical history, total hysterectomy. Next paragraph, allergies, allergies to codeine and penicillin. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of secondhand smoke or alcohol, or no reports of smoking or alcohol use. Next paragraph, physical exam, well-appearing. 75-year-old female in no acute distress. ENT exam, her eyes are normal, nose without rhinorrhea, throat was clear, ears without edema or erythema, neck is supple, full range of motion, respiratory system clear in all four quadrants, cardiovascular systems are regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallops, abdomen is soft and non-tender, skin is without lesions or rashes, and extremities are full range of motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, anxiety, sleep, and insomnia. We'll treat patient with...
Hey, where's the... Did you make a copy of the thing for this lady, Ms. Donna? Medicaid, yeah.
I thought I saw a copy of it.
Well, that's fine. We'll treat her insomnia with anti-insomnia medications and advise her to follow up with a therapist in a disturbed and stable condition.
Okay.